ladies and gentlemen. This is David Keener from the 2300 Wrestling Podcast. This past Sunday, January 16th, 2022, a great fan of the world of professional wrestling was lost. We lost somebody who has gone to many, many shows throughout the tri-state area. This fan's name was Bill Palmerino. So, with great salute, here's a 10-bell salute in the air for you, and you will be missed, my brother. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to the 2300 Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, DB Richards, alongside my sweet referee, Dave Keener.
And Dave's not here. Yep, So, Brian is here today.
What's going on, people?
Yeah, and the Mr. Photograph himself. Yeah, can't wait for on Sunday. It's my birthday weekend. Yeah, April 15th is my birthday, and it's going to be freaking amazing. I'm going to have fun on the 16th.
But we have a guest today on the show, do we?
Do we have a guest?
We do. We have the fantastic one, Will Knox, here.
Hello, Will. How are you doing today?
What's up, guys? What's up, 2300 Wrestling Podcast fans?
Yeah. This is great. It's so great to have you on. You became a good friend.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Remember me first time up in Jersey, and you know.
Yeah, up in Jersey when we did the three.
In a bit, I got mine.
Yeah, so we were up at the trifecta. He sat down with us and we talked and had some fun, and he had his dog with him. How's the dog doing?
He's doing well. He's back at the house with my other dog, Pegasus. But yeah, that's my road dog. If I was going a little bit further tonight, they'd actually be with me. I try to take them as much as I can instead of leaving them in the house.
Yeah, I'm a big dog fan. You know what I mean? I got a yellow lab at home. She never leaves me alone when I want to sit down and work on editing episodes and stuff like that. And she's always up my butt, but doesn't want to go outside. I don't understand this dog. Dog doesn't want to go outside. Dog doesn't want to jump in the car. And dog doesn't want to do anything. Or take a shower. Doesn't want to jump in the bathtub. Oh. You know what I mean? To go take a wash. You know what I mean? It's only water. It's going to make you clean, dog.
Oh, mine's the opposite. They don't mind the bath. They just get crazy afterwards. But, man, as soon as you open the car door, they're ready to hop in. Or if they know the people, they're like, as soon as someone opens the car, they know they're jumping in with them. I'm like, look here. You're not leaving with them.
Yeah. So, knowing that our fan base are wrestling fans, non-wrestling fans, it's kind of weird. I have a lot of non-wrestling fans. It's kind of cool. Thank you for the non-wrestling fans listening. They don't know half the independent wrestlers out there. So would you give us a little background training, who trained you, stuff like that?
I was trained by the Sicken in the Riot City, at the Riot City School in Sykesville, Maryland. Gone around, done a lot of different seminars to learn as much as I can. I've done Ace Austin. I've done a few others, and it's just gotten to make myself better. You know, you can't just stay in one spot. You've got to get out and actually learn as much as you can from as many different people.
Oh yeah, big time. It's crazy. Like, I'm trying to get better doing this, doing interviews and having other people jumping on I can work with, like Brian today, because Dave needed to be at the Phillies and be a security guard. Like, who's going to jump in out there and take on these big men with baseball bats? I wouldn't jump on the field. You're nuts. No.
So, given the fact that you've been trained and been around the business for a while, you know, for the listeners, question is what got you into doing pro wrestling? When did you start training? And, you know, how long have you been in the business?
Okay, so I've always been a wrestling fan. I've said it before. Growing up, I was one of those kids where their parents put them in their little baby carrier and sat them in front of the TV. And luckily for me, my parents sat me down, and the only two things I remember was the Muppet and wrestling. And so, just from an early age, those are things I remember, and I just fell in love. You know, I'm a real fan. I've been a fan since I can remember. Whether it was cool to be a wrestling fan or not cool to be a wrestling fan, regardless of whether it was the golden era of Hogan, the Austin era, the ruthless aggression, I just stayed a fan. The new generation, you know, I just stayed a fan. And I deep down, I always wanted to do it. My dream wasn't to necessarily go to WWF or NWA, WCW, or eventually the ECW. It was to get in the ring and become a professional wrestler, get on that road, and, you know, by the hard work and people liking me, I eventually get to those levels. so big that it was just always to be a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. My eyes opened up when you said the Muppets. I am a big, giant Muppet fan. Favorite Muppeteer is Frank Oz. Love Frank Oz. Everything he does, from Yoda. Oh, Miss Piggy, Grover. Love it. You know what I mean? But Jim Henson. So I always bring this up for Jim Henson. And a lot of people talk about race and all that stuff. And Jim Henson is the first person that I can remember did not put race out there. He put different Muppets, different monsters, different people together. And you didn't hear anything about race. Everybody got together. You see what I'm saying? That's what I thought about Jim Henson. Yeah. Now he changed the world, like different monsters, you know what I mean? And that's how I feel about life, and I don't look at race or anything like that. But Jim Henson, man, dude, he changed my life.
Oh yeah, I mean, but he had his little snark in there too.
Oh yeah.
One of my favorite lines from the Muppets. Matter of fact, even movie lines of all time. So remember the Muppets Take Manhattan?
Yes.
When, you know, they got out of college and they went to Broadway to try to sell their show. But eventually they couldn't. So they end up breaking up and everyone goes their way while Kermit and Miss Piggy and a couple of them stay in New York to try to get the show sold.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, they eventually do sell the show to the son of a Broadway producer. And on the way back to telling everyone, Kermit gets hit with cab, and he ended up getting amnesia.
Yes.
And from that moment on, he wasn't Kermit Frog, he was Phil the Frog.
Yes. And they had friends like Gil and Pill. No,
yep, Phil, Gil, and Jill.
Yes.
And so he eventually, the movie goes on, they eventually meet up because he ends up going to the cafe that they worked at for lunch. He's playing the little tune on the thing, and Piggy sees him. She's like, Kermit, it's you. And he's like, my name is Phil. And they're like, well, let's get him to the theater so that he can, you know, maybe if he sees this stuff, it'll jog his memory. So they get him to the theater, and Piggy's like, trying to get his memory, and then she just misses it. That's it, Kermit. Your name is Kermit the Frog. I am Piggy. You love me. We're supposed to get married. We're supposed to have a family. And he looked at her with that classic 1980s Kermit the Frog face and said, me? Marry a pig? Wait till the guys in accounting hear about this. I can hear the sounds of sweet love now. Sweet! Sweet! Let me guess. You're going to bring home the bacon? And of course, that's when we got the classic. That's it, Frog. Wedding's off. Hi-ya!
That's my favorite Muppet movie. It's one of my favorites. Somebody's getting married. I mean, somebody. But it's more.
He gets his memory back after she knocked the hell out of him.
Yeah, you know the crazy thing? Disney doesn't own that one. Yeah,
really?
Disney doesn't own that one. Or I think Muppets in Space. I don't think that they don't own that one either. Yeah.
So I'm looking at one of your social media accounts right here, and I notice you're playing WWE 2K22. How do you feel
peer
about
pressure? Peer pressure. I was not planning on buying that game at all until one of the managers one of the other wrestlers, Bam the Postman, Williams, they were just like, oh man, this game, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then eventually I'm like, let me see what this is all about. So I ended up going peer pressure buying it, and then, of course, you know, you create your character on there.
Yeah.
So my question is that you see other people creating other wrestlers, definitely like the famous ones, you know, like Cody Rhodes, and there's some people that create some of the indie wrestlers. How do you feel about the fans doing, you know, creating actual wrestlers on that game, and do you think that gives a boost for those wrestlers to be noticed?
It depends on how you want to view it. I mean, you're going to have fans. People are going to want to create their wrestlers. I mean, some of these guys have really put in the time and energy to really recreate some of these arenas, these belts, these wrestlers. And on one thing, I mean, you know, you're not going to get a Pentagon Jr. You're not going to get a Kenny Omega or Young Buck in a WWE game, but can through the online creations. And then, you know, you can have all those dream matches that you want that you're not going to see on TV. So, I mean, I enjoy it. But then for the indie wrestler, you know, that's all very cool. It's like, you know what, a lot of us done it for, you know, created ourselves, but to even go in and try to just randomly find yourself and find out that someone else created you and you didn't even know that, that's like, wow, I've done something right that someone actually really, really liking and wanted to put me in a video game.
So true.
And I'm always supporting the content creators, man. They put a lot of work in those creations.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I want to see this. Yeah. That looks amazing. Wow. Did you do that one or a fan did it?
Okay, so I did it, and then I guess, you know, like I said, the work that goes in doing that is so extensive. like, easy. Like, you want to get your logos, you got to go then, you know, go into the, you got to go to the WWE 2K up image uploader, and then you got to put your logos in and all this. It took me, you got to do, like, for the facial scan, you got to do all these different things to get image to flip up right. And like I said, if you're just trying to put something on there real fast and easy, you know, you can just do some bare minimum wish version of yourself. But if you wanted to get it to, like, where it's almost really looking like you, you got to time and energy in.
Yeah, gosh, that's awesome. It really is. Man, I want to hang out with him instead of you. No, I'm just kidding. So, let's get into some of these questions. So, what was the best advice anybody given you?
Shut up, work hard, no one cares.
Okay, that's a new one. I heard shut up before, but no one cares.
Well, I mean, you know, basically, you know, a lot of times, you know, no matter how long you've been in, you know, you can always still learn.
Yeah.
And if you're talking, you're not listening. That's why I say, you know, just shut up. Sometimes it's best to shut up and just, you know, listen with your ears and listen with your eyes and pay attention to your surroundings. You can learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Stay humble as well, you know, and...
Always stay humble.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, learn from Dave Adams and let him, like... I let him do the thing. I'll just be the sarcastic guy. Like, that's who I am, you know, being sarcastic and being a dick.
Hey, aren't we all?
But it's fun. But it's really fun, like, learning and listening. And then Dave goes, dude, that was fun. Thank you. And I'm like, that's awesome. But... keep on bringing me back is kind of cool. You know what I mean? It's like I would have kicked me out like 5 days ago. pet peeves in a business. I know Dave, not here, but he has tons of pet peeves as being a referee. So do you have any pet peeves that they're being a wrestler, or other wrestlers not doing something, like not washing their gear?
I would say, well, one, like,
I think he's in the dead zone.
I think so. So Will?
Are you there? Hello, Will. Are you there? Testing. Will, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now we do. Now, you were going for a minute. You hit a dead spot.
Okay. So what I would say is that one of my biggest pet peeves, and I don't even, you know, you see it almost every week or almost maybe, every day from, you know, maybe depends on how many wrestlings you're in, but hygiene.
Yes.
There's something called professional wrestling. Professional. You're a professional. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand something. I mean, some guys are literally on the road leaving a show, doing a show Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, but hey, carry your neck in gear, you know, maybe it's a washcloth and a bar. So just, you know, hit yourself up because, you know, it's not just for you, it's for your opponent.
See, here's a tip too. You can go to Fantasy Planet Fitness, sign up, take a shower,
yep,
and then leave. Like,
yep, go in to take your shower and go.
Yeah, it's like, there's a good tip right there. You know what I mean? Just sign up to somewhere that has a shower and go take a shower.
And then I would say my other non-communication.
Yeah, that's been...
I mean, if, you know, if you were out there working and you're, you know, whatever the case may be, communicating, that's not going in business for ourselves.
Yeah, so, like, there was a referee recently at a show. It was a good show, but one of the wrestlers was like, dude, that was a 3 count. And he went, ding, 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 the match is over. And messed up the whole match. The match wasn't supposed to be done that fast. It was so confusing. So it was like,
yeah.
It's like, the referee just like, oh, okay. And the wrestler was being the heel saying that was a 3 count and the referee ended the match. Confused everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Title changed and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So not having experienced referee is kind of messed up too. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Now you said about some wrestlers going into business for themselves. I know quite a few wrestlers get really, really stiff.
Is he a little bit? Is it like a fury moment or
probably? Yeah. You know, I don't know. But you're in the match with somebody and they gave you a chop too hard. Basically, they're stiffing you. Do you?
So that's a receipt in a way. Should get a receipt.
Yeah.
Back.
So do you think they should give? Do you think they should get a receipt for doing that?
Oh, go ahead and chop me, please. I don't know. I like a good chop. I can chop back, though. You know, if you want to chop, I mean, some people don't like chop. I can chop, though. If it came down to that, I mean, at the end of the day, look, shit happens, you know? Now, if, you know, like, shit happens more than one time, then, yeah, eventually you deliver, you know, how do you want it, printed or email?
Email.
But, you know, no one's thinking to go out there to be like, you know, fuck this. I'm trying to just lob, you know, trying to make potato salad out there.
Yeah.
But some do, but then, you know, in those cases, you got to protect yourself and also let them know, hey, look, man, we out here to do a job or not, you know. Sometimes you got to give them that, you know, that one call to receipt, but a warning shot or a wake up.
Yeah. Like, I see that a lot and I'm like, that's kind of messed up. The one match that we saw up at Trifecta, it's like, this is horrible. Can you please stop?
I've seen plenty of those kind of matches, and when a guy does that, I'm like, ooh.
that dude's going to get effed up.
And then when you can hear them in the locker room getting screamed at, too, that's,
mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
It's real uneasy. That can come real. It's like, you know what I'm saying, when you first see, it's like the first time you ever see your parents argue, you just don't know what to do. You just like roasting.
I'll tell you a funny story. So, it wasn't a chop or anything, but the rules are do not mess up the walls in the building. You know what I mean? H2O. They don't want their wall to be destroyed because then they have to pay for the wall next door. So, some wrestler went through the wall, and you hear Matt Tremont start screaming in the back. People in the crowd can hear this. He's like, "Who fucked up my fucking wall?" And I'm like, "Oh, do we leave now?" So, like, I never.
I do not want to be here.
What's that?
Like, you don't want to be here for this.
Yeah. So I'm like, "Oh, okay. Do we leave now?" And the show's still going on. don't want to be like, I'm like tiptoeing outside.
But you know, sometimes, I mean, sometimes, you know, things happen. I don't know. Last time I was up Estuary, me and the guy Cody, and he hit the dive on me to the outside, and it was just one of those things. Like, when you go back and watch it, it was just a very tight thing. But basically, we go back, we land, but as we are going back, my left.
You stopped at my left.
Yep,
my left.
So you hit dead zone again.
Dead zone. Yeah, my left. You stopped at my left on us.
But you know, it's just little small things. Like, you know, me, I'm thinking, man, we fell back, and then the momentum took us. It was just you know, in the motion of our bodies moving, my foot just barely tapped the little green stand he had, and it called. But as the time my foot went into the wall when I bro kicked someone, but that we can maybe share that one for another day.
Yeah. We lost you at my left.
Again.
Hello, you guys there?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Yeah, we lost you again. The last thing we heard was my left, and then an old story came in. Like, I'm like, oh, what happened in between? So, okay.
So, tell us about one time. Well, tell us one geek out moment you had in your career.
Matter of fact, you guys were there.
Oh, what?
I don't think you were there. So, it was at the last Icon Wrestling. Not the last past one, the one that we were all up there.
Yeah.
And towards the end, you know, I go outside with the Godfather. He's like, "Hey guys, you wanna hit some weed? Hell yeah!" So we're all outside hitting the doobie, and he's like sitting at us on the Instagram, and he's like, "All right, y'all, I need y'all to say it right now, everybody's about to hop smoke train," and we all hopped on the smoke train. I don't know if it's legal in my state, though, and I do have that medical marijuana card, so state doesn't have an issue. You shouldn't either.
It's very true.
Philly doesn't have no issue with that. Trust me, I live in Philly, so.
Yeah, I live in Delaware, so I don't think they care either. Yeah, didn't they just change the rules that were legal, like a new rule or something like that? You won't get charged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a country thing, but we're all good now.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're slowly getting there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd rather, you know, don't just do it medically illegally.
Oh, yeah. So I know Dave's not here right now, but he will love to hear your opinion about How did we get there? Like, storylines in the wrestling business. Like, independence. Do you think wrestling independents should have storylines? Or story...
They do.
Not everyone. Some of them just throw out there.
No. Yeah, so some of them just have a lot of them are moving stories. It's just that, you know, you gotta follow product.
Gotcha.
You know, especially the those. You can't just go to one show and then get three shows and then come back and be like, "Oh, what's going on?" I mean, of course, you know, your champions might still be the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't know that, you know, well, who are they now? Who did they face last time? What happened then? Or why is they now at point? Or why is this person doing this?
Yeah.
Or if these two tag teams, if the tag teams arguing, well, why are they arguing? What's happening with them?
Yeah. And, like, I go certain shows, you know what I mean? I go to IWA and 1CW. They're the two shows that I really go to, and I felt like family when I go to 1CW and IWA too. So,
in my opinion, I think also too, build up should be also promos. If you're on a show with somebody, you two should be like promo and videos every chance you get, just to build up your match.
Oh yeah,
I've seen some matches where they have two people wrestling and there's no story behind it, basically. And that's, to me, that's just like, what's the point of that match?
Or get the story started. Yeah, I mean,
true.
Okay, Dave's happy we put that one in there.
And I mean, that's also, you should always promote the show that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Always share it in your group, your social media, cut your promos. But also on the same thing, it's not an e-fed, so you don't need to cut off team promos for this.
It's not an e-fed.
Or if you cut a promo and someone responds, you don't got to cut a promo back, you know?
Oh my gosh, I remember E-Fed.
You know, hey, we don't talk about E-Fed, right? You're not going to do that.
That was a long time ago.
Even though the biggest E-Fed that has been announced is completely popped upon by workers, and I was one of them.
Oh, dude, I know my...
Indie Pro?
Okay.
You know, it's got everybody on there. Announcers, wrestlers, freaking... They got... I'm surprised my mama not on there.
I remember my old co-host, Fran. He did E-Fed stuff, and out of nowhere, like, one of the E-Fed guys was Mark Haskins from Ring Honor. He worked with him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like this. If you were a wrestling fan in the 90s and had access to a computer...
Yeah, you did E-Fed.
More than not, you E-Fed.
Oh, yeah.
If you were on America Online or, you know, all the look, you E-Fed, okay? So let's not sit here and act like, you know, you're above it all. But like I said, we don't talk about that.
Did you make up your character?
Oh, yeah. I had a character and everything. Well, okay, so at first, when I first started, it was just like everyone else. I actually liked to choose Mankind.
Okay.
I mean, Mick Foley, you know, try to do those, oh, I'll be in the hospital bed bleeding and you're going to be in pain when I get out, you know, that dumb stuff. And then eventually, you know, of course, you create your little character and, you know, but then eventually I somehow got in, you know, the guy that ran the E-Fed didn't want to run it no more, so I ended up got doing it and it was just like, okay.
Did you do an E-Fed?
This is a little too much.
So I never did it, but I've heard of it, but I never did it, but it's just shocking to hear it from you guys. But I also heard a lot of wrestlers have done E-Fed back before they started wrestling.
So I made a character up because I'm a Dean Malenko fan, so my character had the name Iceman. And then Tommy Dreamer is a null favorite of mine, so I made it Tommy. And I was watching Halloween Havoc, so I made it Havoc. So his name was Iceman Tommy Havoc. And yeah, I killed him off. He's dead now. And did we lose Will again?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
All right, so our next question is called Table of Five. It's you and four other people on this table to talk about wrestling or just anything. Who would you choose as the other four people to join you?
Do you want to do a theme?
Oh, wow.
You want to do a theme? Like, he has to pick from a...
Let's just say pro wrestling in general.
Pro wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay, you can pick any pro wrestler to sit at your table. Just has to be four of them because you're the fifth person. What would it be?
Oh, wow.
I got you.
Okay,
thinking
so
now.
The first would be Bob Roode.
Okay.
The second...
Hold on. Who was that again? We lost
Bob
you.
Roode.
Say
Bob,
it again.
Bob Roode.
Okay.
Bob,
okay.
Gary?
Yep, we heard you.
First Bob. Second would be Jun Kasai, Crazy Monkey. third would be the White Beater.
Okay.
And fourth would be... The fourth would be Linda McMahon.
Oh, yeah. I would put the lady that should have been governor, or was it Senate? I think it was Senate, yeah.
Department of
Representative Governor.
Yeah, all that. I'm trying to figure out who's not going to vote for her. Come on. Is there somebody else for you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought I heard something else. It was weird. Okay. So, Dave always loves asking this question, too. How did your family feel that you got into the wrestling business?
They were happy.
They were happy? A lot of people always went. They were afraid that I was not going to do anything.
Well, no, they were actually, like I said, this is something I've always wanted to do. And anyone that's known me my whole life, like since I was a kid, known that this is that's been my dream. And so for them to actually see me finally do it, you know, they're happy. They're happy for me.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Like even like my uncle lives in Northern Virginia, but he travels up to Jersey to see my shows. He's came up to PA. Hopefully tonight he comes out to Rockville because that's only less than like an hour from his house.
Yeah.
But it's real good. Like, you know, they're not even wrestling fans at all.
And that's the
you
best
know?
Part.
So for them that's going to come out and see it just to support me, it just feels real good. But it's just, you know, it is also, you know, like they also knew deep down that just if I've never ever stepped in the ring, it's been something I've always had a big regret to, you know, not do.
Keener's family comes out and watches him referee. It's kind of cool.
Does his brother come out and watch him too?
I don't know. His brother's always there when he referees once in a while. So. I think he's good.
Isn't Mike better than Dave, though?
Yes, Mike is better than Dave. So I got a question going on. Do you think wrestlers that get into the business that they think they're ready, but they're not ready, do you think they need to be trained more out there?
Well, it's kind of hard. Like, you know, if they're not already getting getting out past the 40 miles, they don't know how good, you know, if you're not getting out past your local area, you don't know how really good you are.
Yeah.
You know, different crowds in different parts of the country like different things. So just because you can put on a banger here and, you know, you put on a banger in a small town in West Virginia or in, you know, the mountains of Pennsylvania, does not mean it's going to translate well over in Jersey. Doesn't mean that that's going to get over down in Tennessee in the Smoky Mountains down in the South. So you got to get out and learn and see different styles and, you know, be able to pick up on crowd interaction. And so, yes, I mean, yes, it comes to training, but like I said, it also comes around to getting out and learning as much as you can.
Is it an all big tip talking to wrestlers and hoping to learn something from them?
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to, I mean, like, some people are going to help you, some people aren't, but those that do, you listen and you just memorize, and then any little kernel of nugget they give you, like, hey, go, you should go, if someone say watch this, go watch it.
Yeah, so yeah, I have to agree with him.
Someone recommend a wrestler, go look him up.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, so I have to agree with him about that, you know, being in different states, there's different crowds and stuff. You know, there's one story I have where I traveled with my friend Frankie Picard on a road trip out to Chicago for a show, and the Chicago crowd is very, very crazy. So,
how crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're very crazy. They're very outspoken and everything.
Okay.
So it goes into our next question. Do you have any road trip stories?
Oh.
At least tell one.
Well, I mean, I would say nothing really crazy happened on the road. More so, I mean, like, okay, so, you know, I've done the New Jack tribute show, the Colt 45 down in Tennessee. Mostly those just get wild and crazy with so much moonshine. I don't even know how it's physically possible. Or I don't even know how I didn't piss on myself, because they bring the 140 proof, you know, I mean, moons, the apple pie, butter pecan, I mean, the good stuff.
Yeah, I got you. I always have fun messing with... me and Dave got booked for commentating down in Virginia. So we're going to be traveling down there. So
that's
going to be fun. Because, like, we were having fun doing little stuff at 1CW. And the guy heard us and he's like, dude, so you want to come down and work for us? I'm like, okay. I had the guy laughing the whole time, so that was fun. I know wrestling fans, they give gifts to wrestlers and stuff like that when they're shows. Did you ever get the a weird gift from a wrestling fan?
No, not yet. I have been Mr. Fantastic since I started.
No, because it was weird because we never. Yeah, somebody gave us the PWI 500, not knowing why we're getting it, but we got it. I'm like, cool, thank you, dude. I haven't read this magazine in a long time. Because you can bring everything up on the computer now. So, So we are going to do a famous thing we do. It's called Five Questions of Doom.
Okay.
And this is the Five Questions of Doom.
Oh, it even got a theme music.
Yeah, you like that? I like hitting that button. Gives you the creeps, doesn't it?
Can you let me at it?
Go. Oh, okay. Question number one.
Astro or Dino?
Who?
Astro the dog from the Jetsons or Dino from the Flintstones?
Dino.
Okay, I like Dino too. Dino was fun. Astro was cool too. He talked. He's like, I love you, George. You know what I mean? But question number two.
Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Goosebumps.
Okay. I remember Are You Afraid of the Dark when you're, was on Nickelodeon.
Well, I didn't like the cartoon. Like, I was an old school book, you know, read. I liked the book, but Goosebumps just... I don't know, like, Goosebumps just always seem to lock me in.
Yeah.
All right.
Hit the button. Question number three.
Alvin, Simon, or Theodore?
Alvin.
Yes. Alvin's cool. I like Alvin. I like the movie from back in the 80s when they... Oh, he's ready to hit the next one. But the 80s movie from back in the 80s when Alvin...
He was a leader.
Yeah, Alvin was the leader, yes. But question number four...
Question number four. Favorite sports team?
Favorite sports team. Well, I mean, that's kind of hard because, you know, if it's going to be football, that's either going to be your Kansas City Chiefs or your Washington Commanders.
Okay.
If it's basketball, we're going to have to, I mean, I'm a Bullets fan. I'm going to have to go with my Wizards. You know they suck. if it's baseball, I'm a Nationals man.
Okay.
If it's soccer, I'm a DC United fan, because you know they do have the most championships out of any of the sports, in any of the teams in the league.
And
the most, and to be honest, probably the most championships in the city.
Okay.
I just don't feel with hometown bullshit.
Question number five.
And question number five, what country would you want to travel to?
And wrestle.
And wrestle. That is China.
China. Yeah, they're not big China. On wrestling yes, out there, China. Right? They just... They're not, like, that big out there, right?
Yeah, they're not that big, but, like, they... I mean, if you look at the shows, they're almost pretty much indie shows, but they're put in these grand, beautiful, like, hall. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, theater seats. I mean, you're looking at it like, dude, look where you're performing. Like you know, like, the sanctuary is just really gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like, there are these people performing in these huge-ass freaking, you know, beautiful, great halls of China, but it's just like, you know, you see it's like an indie wrestling show.
So, this is a new question we started doing. It's called Three Matches. We want three of your all-time favorite matches, and then we want to know your three matches that you enjoyed in a wrestling match, like, who you wrestle, because people, then the fans can, like, look your matches up, hear what you like in wrestling, and all that cool stuff. Yeah, something like that. All right,
so three matches. One would be the first time I wrestled Sicken, my okay. trainer. This was at UWC. I was able to go out and, you know, stand my own against my trainer. The second match, I would say, would be against Kyle Payne. It was, like, my first time going up to, like, you know, I guess what you consider a super heavyweight.
Yeah.
We went out there, and we had a blast. And then third, I would say, against Rayo. You know, that guy's a beast. He's a technical monster, and we were able just to... I was able to go out there and stand with him.
Awesome, awesome. What is your all-time three favorite matches?
Well, the match with Rayo is going to be up there.
Oh, no, I'm talking about other matches without you.
Okay. Well, there's always going to be the match with Bam Williams. So him and I go out and have a fun and just beat the hell out of each other. Another I would go and say would be with Chris Wilde. That was my first single. Well, my return to ACW, and we actually had a blast out there.
Okay.
First time meeting and wrestling Chris, and you know we had a good charisma, a good chemistry there.
Okay.
And then I would also say with Michael Zamidio.
Okay.
Michael's a very technical guy. You know, I hear he's a beast in the ring, and I was glad to be able to go out and, you know, get in the ring with him and, you know, stand with him.
So, last question. Are you ready for the last question?
Ready.
Have you been in on a prank or ribs?
No. Because the last one I saw did not end up well. Somebody almost got their head taken off. I'm like, you know what? It's not even worth it. I might one day, but, like, you know, there's just sometimes, you know, when... Sometimes you got to know when to do it and when not, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say I'll never will, but, you know, I haven't done it yet, so...
I only rib Dave Keener. He's my co-host, my buddy.
Got you.
I rib him all day long because he likes to play
with my ribs. You gotta rib him like Eve. You gotta take a rib.
Yeah. He always wants to play with my car radio every time. And he gets to hear Muppets theme music all the way to a show.
You're good. You need to play it on together again the whole way there.
Yes. Or riding along.
Yep.
Dude, I do that to him all the time. Or I change it to, like, Britney Spears because I know he doesn't like that stuff. Or I play Disney theme music. Oh, my gosh. He knows it's time that he has to listen to it. I was like, dude, I'm going to listen to Aladdin. Sorry.
Start putting on the Teen Titans Go theme.
Teen Titans. That's what we do. You know what I mean? We just try to mess around with Keener all day long. I miss that guy today. I saw him for 5 minutes. He was getting ready to go to work. And I'm like, okay, bye, buddy. He gives his girlfriend a hug. I was like, where's my hug? And then he gives me the awkward hug. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, buddy. So, social media for the fans out there to find you.
So, my friend, you got at Twitter, you got Fantastic One, number one, WK. At Instagram, you got Fantastic ONEWK. And Facebook, you got Mr. Fantastic Will Not.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And this has been the 2300 Wrestling Podcast. I'm Dave Keener alongside DB Richards, and we'll see you in the ring.
And thank you for Brian for coming in and helping me out today. Thank you, Will Knox, for coming on. So we'll talk to you all later.
Hey, guys. This is Mr. Fantastic Will Knox here with the number one wrestling podcast on the East Coast, the 2300 Wrestling Podcast, hosted by the world-famous Dave.
Sam Alfalzi here.
And Zach Ravix.
Super Crazy Wrestling, Super Crazy Arena, Skid Row Academy. We are indeed the best facility in New Jersey. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, probably no doubt. In the world. Extremely top three, I would say. We have very terrific trainers. Actually, they all come from the Ring of Honor Dojo, so yeah. You already know you're...
So they're going to be great, and they're definitely great.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're going to experience some, you know, pretty elite stuff. You know, we're all about intensity here, you know. We're always here to help. We're always reach one, teach one. That's our main thing. You know, I feel like if you're a person that really feels like wrestling is your dream, and that's what you want to accomplish, this is the best school to come to.
Or burn.
Or burn.
Okay. Oh, what Brack said.
So, once again, you know, best school probably in the world. Definitely in Jersey. You can find it. You can find it on Facebook, Super Crazy Wrestling and Skid Row Academy. And Instagram, Super Crazy Wrestling, Skid Row Academy. You can contact Melissa Pena or O-Dog. And he'll come find you if you don't find him.
Or I will.
Or
Brax.
Or Brax.
You'll burn.
No, you won't burn.